In Bangladesh, more than 200 people have been killed since the beginning of a government crackdown on the country's drug trade. A key commodity in the trade, yaba, or caffeinated methamphetamine pills, has seen a spike in seizure in recent years as observers question the political motives behind the wave of violence. Jack Berkefeld caught up with Dr. Devlina Ghosh, Associate Professor for the Social and Political Sciences Program at UTS, to find out why.
As usual, I think the authorities have clamped down on those who are very poor and who are running drugs at the street level. As far as I can tell, they haven't really been able to get to the people who are organizing the distribution and running of drugs and making the money out of it. So, as in the Philippines, people who are being killed are street level people, and often the very poor who can definitely be addicted to drugs, but make a minimal amount of money from actually distributing it. So the crackdown on drugs, I think, is in line with what's happening in Bangladesh at the moment with the crackdown on student protests as well. There's an election coming up and the government is very keen to silence any opposition to their rule, and also to make it seem as if they are doing, as if they are being very strict on drug crimes, which are a concern to most people in Bangladesh.
Do you think the increase in seizure of methamphetamine pills from 2011 represents a rise in the use of the drug, or merely a greater police focus on drug use?
I don't think that's a question that has a very simple answer. I mean, it's clear that there is a higher circulation of drugs in South and Southeast Asia, as you can see with the case in the Philippines. But whether this is because reportage of drug use is more, or reporting to police is more, or there is more obvious use of drugs on the street is unclear. It is definitely the case that the move to cheap methamphetamine drugs is a problem in most of those countries, but a lot of it has to also do with the poverty in those countries, in the sense that cheap drugs are often a way to get people to deal with their actual conditions of poverty and deprivation and hunger. So, as usual, I mean, it's a social and a political problem. It's a problem of poverty and deprivation and how to deal with those. And treating it just as a drug problem is very short-sighted, unlikely to work anyway.
According to the Border Guard Bangladesh and the Bangladeshi Coast Guard, between January and March of this year, they seized collectively nearly 9 million methamphetamine pills, or yaba. Authorities in Bangladesh generally blame the spike in this type of trade on the influx of Rohingya refugees from Myanmar. Do you agree with this assessment?
Well, it's very easy to blame outsiders for this kind of thing. I mean, it may very well be that among the Rohingya refugees there's a small proportion of drug peddlers, but it's also unlikely that the large majority of them are anything except what they are, which is refugees. And if the Bangladeshi police and Coast Guard are talking those numbers, well, first we have to ask whether those numbers are indeed, accurate. And secondly, the people who are much more likely to be peddling these drugs are people hired by those who are making money from the drugs. And refugees whose lives are in complete chaos and crisis are unlikely to be those people trusted to move large quantities of drugs of high value.
Dr. Devlina Ghosh, Associate Professor for the Social and Political Sciences Program at UTS, speaking to Jack Berkefeld there.